Hanging out in the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. See, you thought I was going to mess it up, folks. It's brand new today. Rocket Mortgage, with you every step of the way, providing you a seamless mortgage experience. Yes, you just heard the usual producer of the John Kincaid Show, Anthony Piano, getting you caught up on the world of sports. As Anthony continues to climb the ladder of his media career, I feel like a proud papa this morning. Every time I hear this guy's pipes, what a fantastic voice. And what a well-written sports up. I mean, really, really good. Really, really good. So good to hear Anthony in there. We'll abuse him at least three times during the show today, so it'll be fun. And Connor is in for Anthony today, and Shep is back. So expect some drops at any time to pop in during the show. Shep likes to a little fun and hijinks, so just so you know what's going on. And they may need to lighten the mood a little bit because we're about to begin Super Week, the Super Bowl week. This is so exciting. And I'm excited to have it in my backyard here in Atlanta. And I can tell you just from being out yesterday, I am hosting some corporate events for Tostitos down in what they call Super Bowl Live at Centennial Olympic Park. And that's in like downtown Atlanta. And what I can tell you is this, weather-wise, you know, you go to Atlanta, you don't go to the beach. You don't go to one of the hot weather cities. You're always potentially going to have some issues. But if you're talking about a place to have a Super Bowl for fans, for the media, like for everything to be compact, everybody to have hotel rooms, everybody to be able to get around and have all the activities in one spot. I was walking around in downtown yesterday before the event and so impressed, so excited. And if you are coming to Atlanta, reach out. Reach out. You need to know where to go. You need to know where to eat. You need to know where to hang out. I will be glad to try to assist you if you are visiting for the big game. For you Rams and Patriot fans. And by the way, shocker for you, just so you know. As of last night around 7 p.m., the secondary ticket market, now these are tickets purchased so far on the secondary ticket market. The Los Angeles metro area was doubling up the state of Massachusetts. Doubling up. Because, folks, if you didn't get tickets as a season ticket holder through the Patriots or the Rams, the secondary market's the only way you have to go. They're the only way you have to go. So right now, the L.A. metro area, which, by the way, is huge. It's huge. But it's doubling up on the secondary ticket market, New England. I can understand why. Patriots fans now, what, 9 Super Bowls in 18 seasons, something like that? I'd imagine that there's a time or two, if you're a fan, you pull the trigger and you say, I'm going to the Super Bowl. And you pay the money and you get the hotel room and the airfare. And by the way, hotel rooms and everything like that, crazy down here in Atlanta. Lots of them, thankfully, and lots of them in a reasonable distance to where all the fun is. But it's an expense. Right now, L.A. is coming to party. Not that Atlanta is a bad place to ever come and party because it's fun. But L.A.'s coming to party. New England, look, I'm going to tell you, we have lots of Dunkin' Donuts. Or I should say Dunkin', as they've rebranded, and I'm one of their biggest fans. There are lots of Dunkin' around town. You're going to find plenty of those. Not like in Boston, where they have them in the back of the Catholic Church, next to the pharmacy, right next to the dry cleaner, and that's on like 2 blocks. No, not as often as that. But I want to congratulate the Rams and the Patriots. And I want to congratulate them for not only getting to Super Bowl 53, but I want to congratulate them because there have been attention whores. And I call them whores because, well, go Google whore. And you'll find out probably the description of most of the people that have tried this week to take away from the Rams and the Patriots making it to the Super Bowl. And if you're one of these fans, and you're one of these attention whores, and you're one of these radio jabronis, shame on you. Shame on you. The New England Patriots are sustained greatness. And yes, like I told you last year, I thought that they would lose the Super Bowl. Like I told you 2 years ago when the hometown Falcons were in it, I thought they'd eke out a Super Bowl. And they did. They eked it out in overtime. But if you're not respecting what the New England Patriots have accomplished, can I just give you a memo? You sound dumb. You sound really dumb. And if you're looking for excuses about, well, the only reason the Patriots are there is X. And I'm not even going to get into this supernatural nonsense that has exploded this week about, well, the Saints really got screwed. The Rams don't deserve to be there. Shut up. And I love our fans in Kansas City. And I know we got a lot of Chief fans that listen to this show. I love you people. And I have long told you, I rooted for you. And last Sunday, I was rooting for you hard because I love Andy Reid. I'm a big Andy Reid fan. And I always tell you as an audience, so you can hold me accountable. I tell you who I root for. I tell you what I'm about. I tell you who I'm a fan of. I tell you who I'm not a fan of. And I don't get into personal matters if it's somebody that I'm not a personal fan of, except for Keith Olbermann, who might be the worst person that I've ever met in the media. But I digress. New England and the Rams deserve it. But the whining out of Kansas City, which subsided by midweek, and the continued clown show out of New Orleans, it's horrifyingly embarrassing. It's idiotic. You see, I'm going to ask Roger Goodell this morning, and I will file the lawsuit tomorrow, I guess. That way I can go on Fox News and CNN tomorrow night. Maybe Chris Cuomo or Tucker Carlson will have me on their show. I'm going to file a lawsuit and ask the NFL to replay the season from week 11 in Dallas or week 13 in Dallas, whatever it was, when the opening kickoff was fumbled by the Cowboys. Three Eagles fell on the ball. Three Eagles fell on the ball. And somehow they went to New York, gave the ball back to the Cowboys after a fumble on the opening kickoff that would have given the Eagles the ball inside the 20. Eagles lost the game in overtime, if you remember. That swung the entire season. That caused Dallas to win the division and caused the Eagles to be the wild card when it would have been vice versa. When the Eagles would have had a home playoff game and then things could have been different. So I'm going to sue the NFL because if you're talking blatantly horrible calls, that may be the worst call of the season. And yes, it changed the trajectory of the season. So I want to sue. How about the Cowboys? I want to sue. I'm suing, baby. I don't know who's taking the case, but some greasy lawyer out there will take the case. I want to sue the NFL, and I'd like to replay the season from that point. Can we just pick up from there? So NFL players, come off vacation, get back to work, and we're going to hold the Super Bowl this week in Atlanta because that changed everything. The Eagles not having a home playoff game, Dallas having a home playoff game. God knows how the whole season plays out. Would have been different. I'm suing. And I would just tell you this. How come I have a 15-year-old in my house who understands that life ain't fair? Who understands that sometimes in life, the rules don't service you and don't go your way? How come I can have a 15-year-old in my house that can understand this on a weekly basis and knows that the minute she uses, Dad, that's not fair. The minute you use, that's not fair. The conversation shut down. I'll discuss anything with you. When you go to the, it's not fair somebody else got this and I didn't. What? The minute you use the fare card with me, shut down the conversation. Dad ain't listening. And I'm not listening to any one of you either. To the Rams and the Patriots, from the majority of people with an IQ in this country, congratulations on getting to Super Bowl 53. You earned it. You didn't get gifted it. You worked your way and you accomplished it. Nobody stole it from anybody. There wasn't any cheating involved. You deserve to be there and you got the job done. And any simpleton that continues to argue these points, it is so absurd and just so dumb. Your family deserves better conversation at the dinner table. Your listeners deserve better on your radio shows. Your readers deserve better content in your columns. It is absolute buffoonery. And me, for one, I'll just tell you flat out. I'm the one who always will tell you. I'll tell you when your baby's ugly. This is the stupidest exercise that we have gone through in sports radio in forever. Rams, Patriots, welcome to my town. You're going to get here later today. We're waiting for you. We're excited to have you. And you both deserve to be there. And any other science fiction, children's fairy tale, or a chorus of, it's not fair. It's just not fair. Man, my life hadn't been fair. Has yours? How old are you? When did you not learn that life's not fair? I'll open our toll-free line for you at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. That toll-free line brought to you by Geico, and I got great news for you. A quick way you can save money, make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Nope, not an ounce of compassion for you. And if you need blunt force trauma truth, I've got a heavy dose for you this morning. Right here. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.